Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers diminishing, lows in the mid-30s. Full forecast details are coming up. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has approved several items related to the proposed massive Foxconn development project, even though the state has yet to sign an agreement with the Taiwanese company. Contracts with seven firms involved in appraisals, environmental and site assessments, and relocation services were approved by the board to assist in the acquisition of the property needed for the project. Attorney Alan Markowitz told trustees that because of the number of parcels involved and the complexity of the process, several firms will need to be involved. He said approving the contracts now will mean the village will be ready to go when the time comes. Markowitz said under state law, the contracts did not have to go through the competitive bidding process.
But what the board may wish to remind people is that these contracts are not construction contracts which are subject to the open bidding process. This is one of the exceptions to the open bidding process.
The board also approved a contract with the State Department of Transportation that temporarily transfers all of the road projects associated with the Foxconn development to the state, the entire cost of those projects to be borne by the state.
We have looked for assistance from the state, that is the county and the village have looked for assistance in the state, and the agreement that's before you tonight has the state taking on the entire cost of constructing all the roads that I've talked about tonight, so that those burdens will not be on the county or on the village.
A vote on the $3 billion incentive package by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation was postponed last week for an undisclosed issue. The last of the community information meetings about the Foxconn project in Mount Pleasant will be taking place at 5 o'clock at Veterans Terrace in the city of Burlington. Like the other two, one in the village and the other in the city of Racine, the format will be open house style with various officials on hand to answer questions and informational displays to explain the project. A three-year labor agreement with the Racine Professional Police Association gets unanimous support from the Finance and Personnel Committee. 1% wage increases January 1st and July 1st of the next year and in 2019, with 1.25% raises those same dates in 2020. City Attorney Scott Letney, who is also chief negotiator, said the contract is good, fair, and competitive.
I mean, Racine's in a different position than most other similar municipalities. I know you've heard me say this before, but the fact that we're landlocked, you know, we have nowhere to expand. The only way to increase our the city's income is to actually grow up, to develop, puts us in a different position. So it's hard to compare Racine to Kenosha and Janesville and Waukesha and West Allis and all those kind of similar municipalities because of that.
Unlike the last contract and those of the past, the new three-year police union deal does not include a reopener clause, and paychecks would be issued biweekly, joining all other city employees. The Racine PPA overwhelmingly approved the agreement, which needs final approval from the Common Council, November 7th. A due process hearing is scheduled for 5:30 this evening at Racine City Hall for the owner-operator of the Riverside Inn Hotel next to the Horlick Dam at Highways 38 and Double M. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee voted against renewing the establishment's liquor license, and by right, Sam Nami asked for the due process hearing. The quasi-judicial procedure, barring any last-minute agreement, calls for testimony of witnesses, legal arguments by the attorneys for both sides, and then the committee going into closed session to deliberate. The Sturtevant Village Board will hold a closed-door committee of the whole session at 6 o'clock tonight. The agenda saying its discussion and consideration of filling the position of property and grounds inspector, for which a decision could be announced in open session. The Sturtevant Continual Committee meetings follow the committee of the whole, and among them is the Finance and Budgetary Panel, with consideration of the future of the bus service in the village as it relates to the 2018 proposed budget. Indications so far suggest the two routes could be eliminated, including to the IMET Center. Trustees may hear from a business or two regarding the need to maintain the bus service. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.